Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Harsh Patil, the founder of Explore.Earth, which is a service that provides unique travel adventures with the goal of undertaking challenging physical activities and experiencing nature as never before while also interacting with different cultures. And Harsh, how are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great. Let's start at the top and tell us all about Explore.Earth, the company's mission, and all that good stuff.
So this is a venture that I started just a few months ago, and I got started primarily because of my interest in travel, especially adventure travel. I've been climbing and white river rafting for quite some time, and I toyed with the idea of starting my own adventure company for quite a few years, and this year the timing was just right, and I figured if I didn't do it now, I would never actually get off and actually start my passion. So here I am starting my company, doing things in the outdoors, and experiencing nature, the environment, and helping other people do the same.
That's fantastic. And congrats on being bold yourself and launching this company. And after looking at your website, Explore.Earth, it looks like you have some pretty amazing curated journeys and destinations that you offer. Tell us a little bit more about that.
One of the ways I differentiate myself and my venture is that I offer destinations and journeys to places that I personally have been to. This way I connect with the places and can translate that journey to my customers. So I have, as you would say, skin in the game, and I'm familiar with the people, the culture, the environment in those places that I'm recommending a vacation or an adventure to. So I'm not very broad in terms of my offerings. They're very focused, and there's a very good reason for that.
Excellent. And, let's keep talking about traveling because it sounds like you have a passion for it like many of us do. It's certainly an amazing thing. So what originally got you into travel? It sounds like you were a whitewater rafting adventure enthusiast, but what really kind of sparked this passion for you?
Since a young age, in my early 20s, we always traveled on vacation to different places. And when I was, I believe, 19, I did my first trek into the Himalayas. And it wasn't a very challenging trek, but I did get to experience nature and the environment firsthand. And I spent, I think, 10 days up in the mountains, and it was a thrilling experience. And after that, there was I did a couple more, and then there was a hiatus. I should say for about 10 years. A few years ago, then fast forward, I actually scaled Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, and that got me thinking again about what I had loved so much when I first did it. And I said, maybe I should do this as a living. Maybe I should just plan these kind of trips for people, my friends, family, etc. And I kept that on a back burner again. You get caught up in life. And then a couple of years ago, that spark started again. And then this March, I finally said, okay, I got to do this. And so here I am starting this venture. That's how it got started. I mean, with my passion for travel, especially climbing and rafting and things like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, really inspirational stuff there. And, as somebody who's just recently launched, well, I guess in March, you launched Explore.Earth. You found the .earth domain name. What made you decide to use .earth as opposed to .com? Is this more of a branding thing? Would love to hear your thought processes behind that.
There are several answers to that question. One, I wanted to differentiate myself with the other travel companies. Number two, and I think more importantly, I wanted to bring the concept of exploration of the Earth itself and Mother Nature. I mean, we are nothing if not for the Earth. So I was thinking of a name that was unique, that was in line with what I had, what my passions were. And I think the .earth domain name was perfect for me and what I intended to do. So I kind of brought those two concepts together, and Explore.Earth was born.
That's fantastic. You know, Harsh, it's been great speaking with you today, and it's been very enlightening, and you have a very exciting venture there. Before we sign off today, is there anything else to add, anything we may have missed?
I think we've covered most of what my passion is and what my goals are. I did want to say that my longer or medium-term goal is really to bring nature, the environment, and different cultures to the people that I will travel with and hope to travel with in the future. Love for nature and the environment cannot come by reading books or watching television shows. You have to be out there and connect with it. And that's my goal, is to bring more people into the outdoors, enjoy it, and when they enjoy it and embrace it, that's when you get passion, not only for nature, but for its protection and its conservation. So that's my goal, is to bring more people out so they enjoy themselves rather than just reading about it, so they could take action in their own ways by connecting with nature and the environment.
That's excellent. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Harsh Patil, the founder of Explore.Earth. As Harsh mentioned, this is a very specialized and unique travel adventure company that will take you out on some very challenging physical expeditions and adventures. And you can experience nature as you've never seen it before and experience some very different cultures. And Harsh, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome, Matt. Thank you.